Let's talk about using brand ambassadors to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornelson here, trying to sit down a cup of coffee. Today, let's talk about the use of, and are you using brand ambassadors to build and grow and supersize your business? And why might you want to consider it? Well, what the heck's a brand ambassador? A brand ambassador is someone who embodies the, and passionately advocates for your brand. They embody the ethos. Notice I did not necessarily say ethics, but you probably want to find somebody that matches your ethics, your values, and your offerings. But they embody those things in who they are. And I'll give a couple of examples at the end of our discussion in terms of why would you want to maybe consider having a brand ambassador or maybe more than one brand ambassador. I should probably share the examples first. Think Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, Neil deGrasse, I can't remember his last name. The science guy, Tyson, Ellen DeGeneres, Angelina Jolie, a lot of times people use famous athletes or actors or actresses, famous people in some area or aspect of their life that ties into their brand to represent. Now, there's a difference between, the people that we hire to do that for our brand and the people that we choose to endorse our brand. And there's a difference between endorsing and being a brand ambassador. A brand ambassador usually pick only one for your brand or for your organization because they do embody the spirit of the brand and they represent it and they're passionate about it and they love it. I think Mark Wahlberg is an example of an actor who has projects that he's passionate about and he is the brand ambassador in the face for those. Now, there's a fine line between your attractive character and a brand ambassador, right? Your attractive character can be Betty Crocker, can be a made up person or individual that represents your brand. And that's different than a brand ambassador. So why might you want to have a brand ambassador? What are some of the advantages to that? Number one, they establish credibility for a brand, especially if you're a new up and coming brand and you're unheard of. Having somebody that's a brand ambassador that embodies the values and the characteristics of the brand that you're promoting for your business makes sense. It helps to amplify trust and reach. It improves reach, visibility. It allows you to drive engagement and take advantage of engagement, loyalty. All of the good things we want associated with our brand can be enhanced by having a brand ambassador that represents our brand. We can harness the power of user-generated content because a brand ambassador gets people engaged and talking about our brand, interacting with our brand, and therefore growing it and helping it to become more visible. It helps us to create authentic brand narrative because somebody is out passionately representing and sharing about our brand. So it's really a holistic approach to brand management and brand building that is open to many, if not all of us, as we're building our businesses. It helps us to, definitely helps to improve customer engagement, right? If you've got a famous person representing your brand, people are automatically attracted to that person and they want a little piece of that person. And pretty soon they want a little piece of your brand. And by using your products and services, it makes them feel like they have a little piece of that person. So think Oprah Winfrey, for example. She has got such incredible influence and credibility when it comes to representing brands. Anything she endorses or represents or even shares becomes a huge, almost overnight success. Michael Jordan, you know, he's probably the most recognized athlete in the world. I even know who Michael Jordan is, and I'm not even a basketball fan necessarily. But his work ethic and his drive and his consistency and persistence is often associated with athletic brands, but other brands as well, where those characteristics are important. Angelina Jolie, beautiful, famous actress. I actually think she's fantastic. But besides that, she has a reputation for supporting humanitarian and other causes that make her an excellent brand ambassador. Neil deGrasse Tyson, whose name I always forget, is a scientist. He's an astrophysicist, I think. Yeah, he's an astrophysicist. So anything related to science or things, he's got huge credibility. Ellen DeGeneres, with her humor and sense of humor, whether you like her or not, represents a lot of causes and diverse causes that help to forward different things and different areas that might be in alignment with your brand. And so she would be a great brand representative for that. Now, I'm not sure any of us could afford these people if we're just starting out, but down the line, if they try and like our products and services, they may automatically become brand ambassadors and share the products and services that we create. Now, these would be what I consider A players. We don't have to always go after the A or AAA players when it comes to people being brand ambassadors for us, right? We can look for people that have consistent values and morals and are out sharing things in the world on a much smaller scale, depending on what our business is. So love to know, do you have a brand ambassador? I'd like to know if you have an attractive character for your brand as well. Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another and the positive and negative experiences you've had with it. That's it. Have an awesome day. If I can help you in any way, ask. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow with another way to supersize and grow your business. Have an amazing day.